Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the greatest show on earth. The greatest show on earth. When I say the phrase, the greatest show on earth, I'm sure what comes to your mind may be the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. It was their motto for years, the greatest show on earth, and it still exists today. Well, there are many great shows you can go see in this United States and all across the world, for that matter. I want to submit to you that from a business standpoint, there's another type of greatest show that fascinates, that dazzles, and has been doing so for years and years. It is the show that the independent business owner, the entrepreneur, displays every day when they are giving it their best effort. SHOW is an acronym and will represent the first of our two-part series on what do you do to make sure that every day represents your greatest show. That S in our SHOW acronym simply stands for salesmanship. Yes, salesmanship. Many people have taken this term and applied it incorrectly, as salesmanship simply means the art of promoting and presenting your company or products or services in the best possible way. Yes, salesmanship. It's that component where you talk about someone's company or you ask them a question about what they do and immediately their eyes light up and they're ready to give you a mini presentation. It's that wonderful component that makes everyone excited to connect with you because of your excitement about your company and your business. When I think about salesmanship, I'm reminded of grandmothers all across the world. The grandmothers are known for being very proud of their grandchildren. And if you ask any grandmother about their grandchild, their eyes are going to light up. They're going to immediately show you pictures upon pictures upon pictures. They're going to tell you every one of their ages, activities, and ambitions. And they're never going to stop talking about their grandkids. You may be a grandparent yourself, so you understand what that process means. You get excited to talk about that young boy or girl that you hold so dear, that you love being around, can't wait to see them come by. And that's the attitude that should be promoted in everyone's business. People should know how excited you are to talk about the great things happening in your organization. Have you ever been around someone who seemed like they had nothing but negative things to say about the company for which they worked or the job they did? And you ask yourself internally, why are you there if it makes you so miserable? Why are you there if you can't have nothing nice to say about the people and the processes and the systems in place? It seems like you would find somewhere else to go. Well, my friends and neighbors, I submit to you that the greatest show on earth is when an entrepreneur, a business owner, is committed to communicating the vision of his or her company to everyone they come in contact with. When they're willing to talk about the latest promotions and to send emails to their friends and neighbors about the latest campaigns their company is engaged in, and to aggressively identify partnerships, that is a beautiful thing. I think it's one of the greatest shows in business when you see someone excited about the company they work for. They may have a bumper sticker on their car to tell you how excited they are. You're going to see it on their social media pages. You're going to hear it in their voices, and you're going to feel the enthusiasm and emotion. There is nothing greater than that show of salesmanship. My question to you is, when was the last time you passionately communicated about the company and the products and services that you represent? When was the last time you bubbled over with pride when someone asked you what you did for a living and why you did what you did? When was the last time you even looked to communicate at a career fair, a job fair, and say, hey, let me come and I would love to speak to children about what I do because it's exciting and it's amazing? Yes, my friends, that's the greatest show. That H in our SHOW acronym simply stands for hard work. Does anything look better than hard work? Is anything more fulfilling, anything more gratifying, anything that makes us feel better than a great day of hard work? There are a few things more depressing and saddening than procrastination, idleness, or wasted time. But there's very things that look more beautiful to us than just the joy of hard work. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when we're able to roll up our sleeves and outline a to-do list, and one by one, we begin to tackle everything on that list, and we can put our hands behind our head at the end of the day and say, I did it. I made this work. Hard work is a principle. It's a practice. And I always like to say that hard work, first and foremost, begins with habits. What habits are you employing today? Are you operating by the seat of your pants, or do you have a structured outline for everything you want to accomplish today? What are your habits? Hard work, first and foremost, is centered around powerful habits. That next component of hard work is it's also centered around ambitions, what you want to accomplish. What do you see in your head that you're willing to verbalize and you're willing to go out and actualize? Yes, there's an ambition that everyone has if they're going to engage in hard work. I don't care if it's something as simple as mowing the lawn. Your ambition is for that lawn to look beautiful when you're done, for all the clippings to be discarded of properly, for the yard to be nicely trimmed when you finish. Everything, you have a picture before you begin the process, and hard work is simply matching a process with the picture in your mind. Yes, my friends, if there's a picture in your head of success, of achievement, of accomplishment, of greatness, of powerful relationships, of building and sustaining a strong, viable business, then all we've got to do is match a process to the picture. Yes, my friends, there is a process for every picture that makes those pictures turn into reality. I challenge you today to take two of those key components, the hard work and the salesmanship, combine them and see if you don't also exhibit the greatest show on earth. It'll make you feel better, and it'll also make those around you feel great as well. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.